chief executives. Experience has taught us that a lot of the tension that arises in the districts and frustrates the work of government comes from at times fractious relationship between members of parliament and chief executives. Please avoid such conflicts and let the MPs get their share of the common fund timelessly. I do not and cannot and nor want to issue any edicts on anybody's political ambitions. It is enough to point out that many of the tensions between chief executives and MPs also start when chief executives want to run for parliament. I mention it as something worth keeping in mind as a possible source of trouble. Also, do not overlook one important historical fact. The misfortunes of the ruling party in the general elections of 2000, 2008, and 2016 had a lot to do with the collapse in relations between chief executives and MPs of the then ruling parties. I believe that the new paradigm of effective governance demands maximum cooperation between chief executive, MPs, and the new kids on the block, the officials of the development authorities. The closer and more sincere will be the cooperation, the greater and more extensive will be the development. And let me assure you that your appeal through your spokesperson have been well noted. And within the constraints of our public finances will be duly acted upon. I must remind you that whereas the Minister for Local Government in the person of the resourceful and energetic Hajia Halima Mahama MP, who enjoys my full confidence, has oversight responsibility for decentralization, implementation, and local government. Regional ministers are required to monitor and evaluate your performance and submit periodic reports to the President. I expect you to accord regional ministers all their due respect, as they are the President's representatives in the regions. There is, furthermore, a new layer of accountability within government, the new Ministry of Monitoring and Evaluation, which has a broad remit to oversee what is going on in the entire government machinery and make recommendations to the President on its improvement. A final word about your personal integrity. The nation is looking for a higher standard of conduct from its current public officials than in the recent past. You, like all of us in central and regional government, have to live up to that expectation. It begins with the declaration of your assets, as demanded by the Public Office Holders, Declaration of Assets and Disqualification Act, 1998. Act 550, Schedule 1V. The Office of the President will submit all your names to the Auditor General by Monday, 10th July, whereafter you will be expected within 2 weeks to file your assets declaration forms. That exercise will be monitored. It is important that the Ghanaian people understand that for us, public service is exactly that, public service, not personal gain. As chief executives, you have my confidence and trust. The people of Ghana have put their hopes in us. We dare not betray their trust. This is a sacred opportunity. Join me to make this nation the happy and prosperous place it should be. I wish you a successful program and traveling nurses back to your own. Thank you. And you start to